Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupts, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, 19-21. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he found one very precious pearl, he went away and sold all he had and bought it. Matthew chapter 13 verses 44-46. And, behold, one came and said unto Jesus, Good Master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto Jesus, Which? Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said unto Jesus, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What is it that I still lack? Jesus said unto him, If you would be perfect, go and sell that you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Matthew chapter 19 verses 16-21. And when Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto Jesus, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus beholding him loved him, and said unto him, One thing you lack, go thy way, sell whatsoever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Mark chapter 10 verses 17-22. And Jesus spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room wherein to store my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns, and build greater, and there I will store all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take then your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then whose shall those things be, which you have provided? So is he that lays up treasure for himself, but is not rich toward God. Luke chapter 12 verse 16-21. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus never blurred the line between earthly wealth and eternal life. He drew it boldly. He declared that storing up treasures on earth is a deadly distraction, where moth, rust, and thieves reign. Jesus warned that a man can keep every commandment outwardly and still lack the one thing that matters most, total surrender to God. To inherit eternal life, one must not only keep his commandments but let go of everything, possessions, pride, self-sufficiency, and follow him. This is the treasure in heaven, not riches, but Christ himself. Those who truly find him count everything else as loss, selling all with joy just to gain him. The rich young ruler walked away grieved, because he had great possessions. But in God's eyes, he was the one who had lost everything. He clung to what was temporary and forfeited the eternal. The man who stored up grain for many years was called a fool by God, not because he was wealthy, but because he was not rich toward God. He prepared for comfort, but not for death. His soul was required that very night. Jesus does not ask for part, he demands all. The kingdom is worth everything. The cost is everything. But the reward is infinitely more. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If your treasure is not Christ, your heart is lost.